From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Rick Santorum is the big victor in three Republican presidential nomination contests, Colorado, Minnesota, and Missouri. Here's NPR's political correspondent, Don Gagne.
First came the Missouri result, a big Santorum win. No surprise, given the big lead he had in polls. Then came the Santorum victory over Romney in Minnesota's caucuses. At that point, Santorum spoke to his supporters, even before word came of his unexpected win in Colorado.
Your votes today were not just heard loud and wide across the state of Missouri and Minnesota, but they were heard loud and louder all across this country. And particularly in a place that I suspect, maybe in Massachusetts, they were heard particularly loud tonight.
That's a reference to the home state of Mitt Romney. It was also a bad night for former Speaker Newt Gingrich, whose best showing was third in Colorado, while Congressman Ron Paul managed a second-place finish in Minnesota. Don Gagne, NPR News, Minneapolis.
Romney sounded chipper after his triple losses, saying he's continuing on.
This was a good night. For Rick Santorum, want to congratulate Senator Santorum, wish him the very best. We'll keep on campaigning down the road, but I expect to become our nominee with your help.
And Ron Paul continues cheerleading his avid supporters and says he expects to be a force at the Republican convention.
Thank you for all your hard work, and believe it or not, we did very well tonight and have a very, very strong second place, and it's going to continue.
Newt Gingrich, with his thinly funded campaign, did not make a big effort in any of last night's contests. He continues to attack both Romney and President Obama in his stump speeches. The appeals process is next in the California same-sex marriage case. A federal appeals court in California has invalidated the state's voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage. Proponents of the ban can now appeal either to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals or to the U.S. Supreme Court. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports that from a national standpoint, the California case leaves the issue undecided.
The 2-1 decision is narrowly cast and would seem to have few, if any, implications beyond California. The court did not ground its ruling on any fundamental right to gay marriage. Instead, it said that when California voters, by referendum, withdrew from same-sex couples a right that they already had under state law, and where there was no legitimate reason for doing so, that amounted to the unconstitutional targeting of a minority. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. plans to scale back activities of its large and expensive Iraq embassy mere months after the last American troops withdrew from Iraq. The mission includes some 2,000 diplomats and 14,000 contractors. Those contractors say they're finding it hard to get visas and work permits, and Iraq and the U.S. have no formal agreement regarding U.S. embassy activities. This is NPR News. Winter's icy grip on Europe continues. Bruce Konweiser reports from Prague that some of the hardest hit areas are those least accustomed to freezing weather.
9 people died in Bulgaria when a dam burst, flooding a nearby village and sweeping cars off the roads. Bulgarian and Greek villages along the Evros River have been evacuated after the river burst its banks. A natural gas shortage in Italy has officials scrambling to keep people warm. The government ordered businesses to conserve gas supplies so that people will have enough to heat their homes. Russia has pinched gas supplies to Europe, saying it has had to meet increased domestic demand due to severe cold across Russia. More than 25 people have died in Italy, where much of the country is blanketed by snow. The death tolls continue to rise across the region. More than 60 people have died in Poland and at least 20 here in the Czech Republic. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Konweiser in Prague.
A record 129 dolphins have now beached themselves along the Atlantic shores of Boston in a month's time. Mike Booth of the International Fund for Animal Welfare says researchers are stumped so far.
We have been trying to find information about any acoustic causes, any toxicity in the bay, any weather-related phenomena that might be causing this.
Rescuers have released nearly 40 dolphins into deeper waters, but more than 90 have died or washed ashore already dead. Necropsies have not found any specific pattern of disease or injury. The International Fund for Animal Welfare has 6 staff members responding to marine mammals needing help and more than 300 rotating volunteers. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.